Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. As we look at this scripture in Philippians, I find it interesting that the Apostle Paul thanks his co-workers. And Paul continually does this. He continually in his writing sends greetings to those who have served with him in the faith. I think when we look at scripture, when we look at the history of the church and we read the scriptures, sometimes we have a tendency to see the superstars of the faith. If you follow the book of Acts, it really follows the story of Peter and then transitions into the story of Paul. And we tend to focus on these major leaders. Even non-Christians, if you ask them about the people of the Bible, people who have never been to church might be able to name the Apostle Paul. Paul is a primary focus, and his sermons, his teaching, his writing are the things that people tend to focus on. There's a few major leaders throughout Scripture that people can name and focus on. And yet, the Apostle Paul, in his writing, wants to make sure he thanks his co-workers, the people who are working with him in the faith, that are part of this work of the gospel along with him. And I think this gives us an important message that the work of faith is a group effort. The work of the Christian life is always a team sport. It is always a group effort. Sometimes we might have a tendency to think, well, this is just my relationship with God. And it is, and there is an individual element to it. There's no doubt about that. God has a personal relationship with each one of us. But we may have a tendency to think it stops there sometimes, or that other things, including church, might simply be there to help me in my personal relationship with God. There's certainly an element of that too. But throughout the scripture, one of the things that we see is that the work of the Christian life, the work of faith, is always a group effort. God always brought people together to serve together. And yes, there are people like Paul, like Peter, who were dynamic leaders that set a pace, that did a lot of the talking. Yet there were co-workers along with them, always people working together. We very rarely see instances in Scripture that people are set apart and there is no one to help them, that they are to do the work of God all by themselves. In virtually every instance, even with the true greats of the faith, like the Apostle Paul, there are co-workers along with him. There are people there assisting and supporting and encouraging and working right along with him. And I think it's important for us to remember that as people of faith. We are always called to work in a group. We are always called to work with other people in the work of faith. It's not just an individual effort. It's not just what each one of us might be called to or our own personal relationship with God. Although those things are important, don't want to discount those. It is also incredibly important to see that the work of faith is always a group effort. And that's especially important, I think, in times like the ones we are living in now, that it's a very isolating time. That this virus has pulled people apart and we have to be in quarantine and we have to be separated and there can't be too close to one another, and the whole phenomenon of social distancing has come into our vocabulary. I don't know if I had ever quite heard those words before until these recent times. And now social distancing is something that we just have come accustomed to very quickly. It's just part of life now. And while we do have to make sure that we are safe and we are practicing that social distancing, that we are keeping proper distance from one another, it doesn't mean that we are separated in our work of faith. It doesn't mean that we don't find ways, even through technology, as we do today with this Zoom meeting. This is a group effort as well. This is bringing us together. It's not the same as we might traditionally think of coming together as a group. But this counts. This is coming together as the people of God to sing together and to study God's word together and pray together. This is a group effort. We may have to find more creative ways in this new era that we live in for a while, that we find ways of working together as groups. It may look different than it has in the past. It might take some creativity. It might take some new ideas. But in every era, regardless of what was happening, the Bible continually shows us that there are co-workers together, that people work together, and that the work of faith is a group effort. The Apostle Paul always had people with him. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts that the church was together. I had a seminary professor, and I mentioned this to the folks in our Bible study when we were studying the book of Acts, that he pointed out to us when the Bible said the church was together, gathered together in one accord. And one of the things he challenged us to do was to go through and just to highlight or mark in our Bibles every time the book of Acts said the church was together, the church was gathered together in one accord. And it's amazing how many times Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, records this. And I think you should do the same thing. If you have a Bible that you don't mind writing in, or just read the book of Acts sometime and make note of how many times the church was recorded as gathering together or being together in one accord, the church gathered together. It is over and over and over that Luke records the church as being together. It is a group effort. And in fact, this professor said that he would argue that Luke makes this case so strongly that the church was together, gathered together in one accord, that if the church is not together, that it ceases to be the church. That was his take on it. That it is no longer the church if they're not gathered together. The work of faith is a group effort. We are in this together. We work together with other people of faith to do the work of God. It's fine to do that in a creative manner. It's fine to do that in new ways. And as I said, Zoom counts. All these things count. That we come together in ways that may be different than the traditional, but it's still ways that we find to be together as the church in the group effort of working through our faith. We see this continually throughout Scripture, even all the way back at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. God is recorded as saying it's not good that man be alone. That always God is bringing people together in relationship. The covenant of Abraham was one that he told Abraham that he will make his descendants into a people. That there was a idea of this covenant will be with the nation of Israel, not with just one man of Abraham. That was the start, but the covenant was with the people. God is always looking to bring us together in groups, and we should not abandon that because we live in the challenges of this new era, of this very difficult time that we are in. Let's not abandon the idea that we work together. We have to be safe. We have to be creative. We have to think through the problems of that, and make sure we are doing things in such a way that everyone is protected. But we still make sure that it, whether it's through the use of technology, social distancing, whatever it may be, that we are still a people of faith, not simply a person in relationship with God, but that we are a people of faith working together with other people of faith. That's going to take a little work. That's going to take more work probably than it has in our lifetimes to really figure out how do we work as a church? How do we work together as a group in ministry, in service, in worship? These things have to be thought through, and they have to be thought through carefully and creative, and with creativity and with caution and taking every precaution to make sure everyone is safe. But we don't abandon the work of the group effort of faith. The Apostle Paul was not one that just went out and changed the world himself. He had people with him, always did. Peter was always gathered with the church. The church was always gathered together. The covenant was with the people of Israel. God wants to work with groups. And so let's be that group. as a church, let's always make sure we find ways of coming together, of working together, and no matter how much creativity or technology that might take, that's not always going to be easy. Sometimes it may be more awkward. We may long for the days that we could just go to church and we could just shake hands and hang out together. We may long for those days, and those days will come again, but for a while. There has to be a time where we are more creative than that, that we use more technology than that. But even during that time, we are the church gathered together. We are the people of God gathered together in the work of God, the church in one accord. That's what makes us the church. And so we gather together. Even this morning, through this technology, we are the church gathered together. I'm in the U.S., so we have people from the U.K. We have people all over the world, but we are the church gathered together in one accord because the work of faith is a group effort, and we pray together. We come together as a group to pray to God together. Every time we gather together in this church, one of the things that we do in our tradition is we pray together. We make sure that we spend some time praying as a group, and we encourage everyone to pray every day. Prayer is the central part of our walk with God. It's the foundational place of our work with God, and not just praying as an individual, but praying together as a group in one church together. But let's take some time now and let's pray together. God, we thank you that you bring us together. And this might be the most challenging time we've ever had in our lifetimes of being the church together. It's just so different. The use of technology, the requirement of social distancing. How do we serve as a church in this era, in this time in which we are living? God, give us insights and give us wisdom that we can continue to be the church gathered together. Even though that may look in different forms, let us know that in our hearts we are still together. Even in the use of technology, we are still gathered together. Help us to still know that we are in the work of the Christian faith as a group. That while we each have our individual callings, we are called to be the church together. And so help us to find ways of serving, ways of worship, that bring us together as co-workers to be in faith, to be in the practice of our Christian faith as a group together. In other eras of time, Lord, they had so many challenges as well, and yet you kept the church together. Even during great persecution, you kept the church together. Help us during this time to be a church gathered together, to be a people in one accord, working together as a group, knowing that even though this is a different life we live for this time, that things are different now for a while, that you are still a spirit that brings people together. Help us to live in that spirit as we, your people, lift our prayers to you.